The election board did not receive any reassuring updates regarding poll workers in their meeting last week. WFHB News Director Allison Bektesh has the report.
Reporting for WFHB, this is Allison Bektesh. The final day to register to vote in this fall's election is October 6th, 1 week from today. The very next day, early voting begins, allowing the electorate a full month before Election Day to cast their ballot for their preferred political leaders. The Monroe County Election Board met last week and discussed the preparations and process for Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. Monroe County has a history of being short on poll workers for the election, and the three-member board acknowledged this year, too, they are a little behind where they prefer to be for recruiting and training Republican and Democratic volunteers to help at the poll locations on Election Day. Republican Representative Brian Lemon said that he had not received an update regarding how many Republicans were willing to help with the elections, and Board Chair and Democratic Representative Lorraine Farrell said that the Democrats were doing well but still had spaces to fill.
I had a conversation with Riley Parr last night, kind of a rehash of what we were saying here, is that he had make upwards of six calls to these individuals. They were not returning his calls. He has them on his sheet, but has not put everything on their sheet. He said that will be done as of Sunday. I think he's made all the calls he can. He's just, people aren't returning his call. He said that's the big thing.
So after Sunday, we should be able to get into that document and see those updates.
Yes.
Great. Okay, I'm gonna make a note of that. Technically, 19 and one half days left until this is turned over to the clerk's office.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you a quick update on the Democratic recruiting. I don't know if you're aware of this, Brian, but just to give you a sense of this, the Republicans are needing to recruit 92 total people. Mm-hmm. The Democrats, because we have the inspectors that we're recruiting, we are recruiting 130 people. At this point, we have signed up 89 of the 130. And to break that down, it's 31 of the 34 inspectors have agreed to. We have those filled. 18 of the 34 judges have been signed up. 39 of the 61 clerks are signed up, and 100% on the sheriffs. We have one sheriff and we've got him recruited. So that's good. At this point, only 18 have signed up for training on the Democratic side. I was looking at the poll sites that were complete on the Democratic side too, and right now 10 are solidly in place out of the 34. Full. The Democratic staff is full. And there are many others that are close. So again, hopefully we will see some great results after Sunday.
The board spoke about campaign signs, as well as the legal and illegal tactics the candidates and their staff use to promote themselves using the signs. County Clerk Linda Robbins said that a few complaints have come in regarding campaign signs blocking views along right-of-way traffic areas, but that the city has not yet intervened with the placement of signs.
One thing I have noticed is that the signs that are going up in the political signs are in public right-of-ways. I try to educate most of the people I run into what's going on, but there are certain, those signs are setting up on state highways and on state highways right-of-way, which need to be removed.
Yes, we've gotten complaints about the signage in the right-of-ways and medians, but the city hasn't done anything about it as of this point. Generally, if you put it in a public utility easement, they'll pull it. I want to make a comment about signage in candidates and candidates' teams that put out signs. This tends to be a very competitive time of the year when signs start going up, and there are some candidates or their teams that will remove another candidate's or their opponent's signs once that's been put up. I would ask that as a public servant, you have the minimum to be kind even to your competitor.
The example you gave, Linda, of somebody pulling a candidate pulling another person's sign and planting theirs there, that's illegal. That is just just plain and simple illegal.
During the invitation for public comment, Jim Bader requested that the state of Indiana do away with political signs outside of polling places. Bader said that people should already know who they are voting for before they go to the polls. The board agreed with him regarding the placement of the signs and spoke about how voters inform themselves about candidates and how they choose who they vote for.
The one study that I've seen, and I cannot remember the true numbers, that a large portion of people make their decisions when they're actually in the voting booth. Well, guess what? That's America. And that's their choice. And they don't even know who the candidates are walking in. And there he says, there's maybe half of them know exactly who they're going to vote for walking in the door. The other ones get in there and take a coin, flip it.
It is generally true that a large number of people do not start investigating the candidates and going on their websites or et cetera until 1 to 2 weeks before the election day. Now, with the advent of early voting, that's probably changed somewhat.
Thank you so
start
much,
to look into
because
candidates
if you want to learn about where to find out about a candidate, you can come on to the Monroe County Election Board website at monroecountyvoters.us, and you can look up who is on your ballot. And once you have done so, there are a number of groups in Monroe County that have gone to great lengths to provide educational material to anybody who is interested about a candidate.
The election board also heard reports from support staff regarding voter registration efforts both in senior homes and on campus.
We've delivered voter registration packets and request any blank forms for requests for absentee voting by mail and absentee voting by travel board forms to 13 senior residential communities in Monroe County. And they are thrilled to have them delivered to them as opposed to having to come. It is so nice to see the positive outpouring of interest. The other thing we're going to be working on after the election, more so than focused in the next month, is making it a little easier to update voter registration addresses when someone moves into these communities so that it's kind of an automatic process as part of their, you know, moving in procedures as opposed to waiting for us now to update an address. So that'll be after the election.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Indiana Secretary of State Connie Lawson, who is running against Democrat Beth White for the statewide position, sent out notifications earlier this summer stating that nearly 260,000 people were at risk of being removed from voter rolls if they do not vote in an election prior to 2017. This is Allison Bechtesh for WFHB.
The clerk's office ran successful public tests of the electronic voting equipment last week.